الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة. صدق الله العظيم مولانا العظيم. With regard to these ayat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Idris Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that lot of people who have this confusion, this doubt in their mind that we are Muslims, we are on haq, then why are the kuffar ruling over us? Why Muslims must be dominant? And that was the case. But the Sahaba, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was everything, but why are the kuffar? We are still Muslims. Then Hazrat explains that Islam is not just the words of Islam. Kalima is not just La ilaha illallah, the meaning, the reality of it. Not only the meaning also, but that a person has the conviction of La ilaha illallah. Not only that there is one Allah, but there is nobody who can do anything but Allah. And only in fulfilling Allah's commands and fully, only then Allah's help comes to us. That conviction. And when I digress, when I go against the commands of Allah, then Allah's help is not with me, which comes clearly in a hadith also, that La ilaha illallah keeps on benefiting a person, people, as long as its rights are fulfilled. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, what are its rights? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that the laws of Allah are not broken. Another place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, until we command the right and forbid the wrong. And when we don't do that, La ilaha illallah, we're carrying on saying it a million times. It won't have that effect. And when we do what we're supposed to do, one La ilaha illallah, and it will have the full effect. Then Maulana Idris Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, today presently, Muslims by and large unfortunately live a Western lifestyle, a non-Muslim lifestyle. Our education system, we give preference to their education. Our homes, how we build them. Our lifestyle, holidays, clothing, dressing, thinking, everything is like this. So when we have become the lovers of the enemies of Allah, then a lover is never afraid of his beloved. Just is my beloved, he'll never harm me. So they're not afraid of us. Allah has taken out, one has come, that we are afraid of them. But they're not afraid of us in the least, but they know these are our beloved. And not only that, but they are our bootleggers. They die for our way of life. And think for ourselves, all how many things that we do, as sunnah, do we die for sunnah, or how their lifestyle, by and large the ummah, that is, their lifestyle is our object of life, how to live like them. So in that case we can forget that Allah's help comes. We have to bring the reality, not just an outward show, even of kurta, burqa, topi, turban, and covering the face for women, all that. That also is not from the heart. That true devotion completely towards Islam to Islamic knowledge, to Islamic lifestyle, to that, then Allah's help comes to that. And even for such people on this ayat, which we will be explaining inshallah, we will see that even for them, what is the level which Allah wants. So yeah, Maulana has explained also that these ayat are based on with regard to the battle of Uhud, with regard to that, and a principle of tafsir in usul tafsir, for what occasion ayat have been revealed, the command is not confined to those ayat. They are general for all times, till the day of Qiyamah. So the lessons that we have to take now. So basically, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, first, there's a background to this we can understand. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tuti'u alladhina kafaru, if you will follow the kuffar, their ways, their lifestyle, today their sports, everyone is overtaken by paddle tennis. Everyone is the in thing, the sports, So sad to say, so sad to say, even tears of blood are not enough, that the ulama, with regard to the soccer in England, what we got to that, the kuffar, where that? And they say that their team, for the next 3 weeks, we will only be able to pass it by making sabr and shukr. If our team wins, we make shukr. If our team loses, we make sabr. Now, where sabr and shukr, what it, for what it has come, and what it's being applied to? Where are we gone from where to where? And scholars, not ordinary people who are overtaken with sports and mad about sports, but scholars who have got Quran and Hadith they study, and they make these kind of statements. It's really not even mind-boggling. There are no words to explain that. So Allah says, if you will follow their ways, يَرُدُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ عَاقَابِكُمْ, Allah will make you turn back on your heels, and you'll run, فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ, and you'll be total losers. And that is we openly we are seeing. And the worst of this destruction, this khusran, this loss, that we're not seeing it's a loss. A person is in bad loss, and he doesn't see it, and that's our condition today. Our lifestyle, really, as far as how we are living, is a rotten, rotten lifestyle, but we're happy about it. We're still laughing, we're still smiling, we see everything. We are living like the kuffar, which are worse than animals, and we're still happy about it. It doesn't harm us. Where have we gone? A person who is suffering a loss, he knows, I'm suffering, I got a loss, he's sad, I must do something about it, get some help. Who of us asks for help? That what condition, the Muslims, what are we in the world? We got no say. Muslim countries also are by name Muslim, they also all kuffar countries. The kuffar are leading them, but who of us got anything? With regard to Palestine, ask ourselves, we who are sitting here, how much worry we got, how much dua we make. Do I make once a day dua? Or even if I'm making my fajr behind the imam, he's making a qunut and azila, is that also too heavy for me? Is that also too much for me? When do I make dua? When have I got that feeling? This is the time our getting up and sitting down should be duas for Palestine, for the Muslims of the world, for our scholars who are our scholars, and they leading the ummah in the wrong. We should be making dua. Who of us makes dua? Who of us got worry? Nothing, we got no worry. So we are in really, there's no words to describe the loss that we are in. Allah Ta'ala says, and just imagine where and what we are losing out. بَلِلَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ, Allah is your Mawla. He is in care of all your matters. He is in charge of everything. In other words, why not you turning to Him? And ask ourselves in our namaz, how much did we turn to Allah? We make tilawat of Quran, how much do we turn to Allah Ta'ala? And not only that, وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ, He is the best of helpers. There is no one who can help you like Allah Ta'ala. But we don't turn to Allah. We don't make dua. We don't live the lifestyle He wants us to live. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni, life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yuhbibkum Allah, wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum. Everything Allah will do. Then Allah Ta'ala now explains the battle of Uhud. Basically, Allah Ta'ala declared His help for the Muslims and for the Sahaba. With Nabi alayhi salatu was salam being present, Allah's Nabi, Nabiur Rahma. Battle of Badr came first, and there the Muslims were not prepared for the battle. They didn't go out to fight. They didn't have arms. They didn't have no strategy. They were not going for war. They were small in number, 313, kuffar 1,000 or more. One third only of them. And no arms, no preparation, nothing. The kuffar came and they first occupied the places of the battlefield. So they got the higher places. To attack from a higher place to people who are on a lower place is much more advantageous. And the higher place where they were, the ground was firm. So to move around is easy. Where the Sahaba were at the lower place, they were at one disadvantage already. The ground was soft, loose. like on beach ground. You can't walk fast. Your leg is sinking in. So that was another disadvantage. And then they were smaller in number. Everything. They came prepared, the kuffar. For war, they came prepared. And here the Muslims were not prepared. So, but Allah promised His help in spite of all these odds and many other. Allah gave them what great victory. What great victory. So Allah's help is with the believers. But those who are believers. And even those believers, when they fulfill the commands of Allah, and a little bit wavering in fulfilling the command, as we inshallah will read, even then Allah's help goes away. Not Allah's help goes away, Allah's azab comes. Allah Ta'ala sends His reprimand at that time. So then afterwards the kuffar went away, everything, but they couldn't, they were licking their wounds, and we, the Quraysh of Makkah, and these people, لَشَرْذِيمَةٌ قَلِيلٌ, small people, insignificant, they defeated us. Impossible. They made a mighty preparation. They came back again now for the battle of Uhud. And again Allah's promise that we will help you. So when they came, and as the Quran Sharif says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ, Allah fulfilled His promise. I promised my, told you, those who believe, who fulfill my command, my help is with them. إِسْتَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِي, when you are cutting them like grass, like when you cut your plantation, you planted, and now you're going to cut it, you just harvest it. You are cutting them like that. And how they were finished, and they started running away also. But then, now this is the lesson for us to learn. When this happened, Allah Ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ, when you've lost your courage, when you've lost your spine, and this is one very basic thing, to have that firm conviction in Allah, and not to waver in it at all. Three things Allah mentions here. وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and you started disputing in a command that was given to you. وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ, and you disobeyed after you had seen that which you loved. You loved to see your success. You cut them like grass, you cut the kuffar. Allah showed you that. But then three things happened. You became, you lost your courage, you became weak, you started disputing, and then finally you disobeyed Allah. What was this? That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam set the battle of Uhud, he set all this, everything, the strategy of war as normal, where you must stand, what you must do, if this happens to all that. There was a pass in the rear from where the enemy could attack from the pass in the mountain. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam dispatched 50 Sahaba there, and told them, you people don't move from here until my command comes to you. And you must just stay here. And then the victory Allah gave, open victory. And just immediate, open, and what a victory Allah gave them. But now, those Sahaba who were there, the 50, they saw the enemy are running away. They're gone. They have ran away. The battle is over. We are winning. So why must we stay here now? Let's go down. And for what must we go down? To collect the booty of war. Now, this is also a very important thing to understand. To collect the booty of war is an act of ibadat. Then the booty that is there, and they knew 100% the masala, that by us going to collect, we're not going to get more. That booty of war doesn't belong to us. It will go in the control of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then it will be given to everyone. Whether we collect it or not, our share won't increase or decrease. If we go and we pick up, it doesn't mean it's ours. The more we pick up, they knew that it's not ours. We're all going to collect it. It's the collective maal ghanimat. It is in the Baytul Maal. It is for the Muslims. So not we're not going to get, and they knew that we're not going to get more. So it wasn't anything that they were going for dunya, that they're going to get more. They knew that. But now the war is over. So let us go help and do the work now, yeah. Like the Ijtima is over, now to clear up everything, sort out. Let us also help now. let us take part in this also. So that is what they put now. But others, the Amir Sahib and 9 others, 10 of them said, no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's command was, we must not move from here till his command comes. They understood that command was till the battle is there. And now they're running away, so there's no chance of them coming here now anymore. So they also went, and this is now what Allah says, when you lost your courage of fulfilling that command of Allah, you started disputing amongst yourself, and you disobeyed. Now this disobedience was a misunderstanding. If from a misunderstanding, if so much, and Sahaba were at that level, so Allah's matter with them was at that level. So just because of the misunderstanding, they left and they went down. And then Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time was not a Muslim. He noticed that that path is unguarded. Few people will overcome them and will fight them from the back. So they came back again and they came from the path in the back and they fought the Muslims unexpected from the back. And you are busy picking up the spoils of war. Suddenly, without you can't even turn your head. You see, you are being attacked from the back. And heavy attack. What the attack they laid. That in one day, 70 Sahaba became shaheed. Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, became shaheed. What was an open victory, how it changed now. All why? This little bit misunderstanding, not of a faraz, of a sunnah, a command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not in namaz that we make upside down on the battlefield. That little bit. And what happened there? So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ إِسْتَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِي. Allah's promise He completed. He said, I will help you. And you cut them like grass, you cut them down. حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ. After all that, then this ayat is also very significant. Allah says here, مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. If we can see in reality, and very important to understand the mizaj of the Quran Sharif. Yeah, Allah says that amongst you, that is the Sahaba, there are those who want, whose irada is dunya. And there are those whose irada is akhirat, whose niyat, whose object of life, dunya and akhirat. This does not mean at all, waliyazu billah, that the sahaba had love of dunya. Love of dunya is afterwards. It's also a guna. But yeah, your object is dunya. Not only the love of it, but your object of life. Allah says, for the sahaba, Allah is saying, that there are those amongst you whose object of life is dunya. Then with the object comes love of dunya, everything. And there are those who are akhirat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu, what a great sahabi. What great knowledge he had. He says, till this ayat was not revealed, we sahaba did not even know ourselves that we have got love of, our object of life is dunya. Allah is all knowing what we don't know about ourselves. What I'm thinking, I'm making my 2 rakats, tahajjud, nobody knows, my wife also doesn't know, no one. I'm doing it with sincerity. Allah knows really what is in the heart. That whether tomorrow, whether after 5 years you will tell somebody, I got up for tahajjud, and I was making my tahajjud. Allah knows whether in that ikhlas of yours, how lot of riya you got. You don't know yourself. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, a sahabi of that caliber, says, we did not know that we had love of, object of life is dunya, and not akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala did, and yeah, what did, yeah, again, for the sahaba, a common principle is that hasanatul abrar, sayyatul muqarrabin. That hasanatul abrar are the very pious people, their good deeds. The people who are more higher than them, the muqarrabin, the good deeds of these people, the abrar, what great people. But they are the sins of the muqarrabin. Hasanatul abrar, sayyatul muqarrabin. That is, so the levels are different. So sahaba's level, who can imagine? Where are the abrar of the world and where are the muqarrabin of the world? One sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala, what is this? What Allah wanted from the sahaba? So just this outward look, as explained, they did not go and collect booty that we'll get more, that this will be mine. Let me take this was also be mine. They knew that how was the share going to be, they'll only get that. They just went and helped with that. That Allah declared you had love of dunya and your object is dunya. So look at Allah's level. And when today our object is living Western way of life, Eastern way of life, Bollywood way of life or Hollywood way of life, Paris way of life or Bombay way of life, whatever we have got, all those things, where are we? You know, where were the Sahaba? And so a person might think, I'm pious. But by Allah, how pious you are, you don't know yourself how, what a big sinner you are. Allah only knows. And for a person to think, like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, somebody asked him about somebody, he said, he's a very good person. But his only problem is he thinks he's good. And so to think like that also, that I'm good, I'm pious, you fall from Allah Ta'ala. If you have got pride, I'm good, you fall from Allah. And if you think I'm good, you fall from Allah. Ujub is the guna equal in sin as what takabbur, pride has got. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that you people, that love of this dunya, which was just that also Allah did not want. Many masail are attached to this. Allah reward Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali for explaining just for a little bit. For example, somebody told you something you don't like and you became angry and you didn't do anything. Now that anger of yours is permitted. Like Musa alayhi salam, saw the snake moving and he ran away. According to human, that's your human nature. You do that. But the highest stage is you don't even have that. This is permissible and you won't be taken to task for it. Musa alayhi salam was at that time still, this was the time of his tarbiyat, that Allah was training him still and took out the fear of the snake from him also. He just got nabuwat at that time and Allah took out the fear. Waqfa'i tarbiyat, that is at that time. So for the Anbiya alayhi salatu, afterwards Musa alayhi salam, he just caught the snake whenever it was. And he just threw a snake, the stick became a snake. He wasn't afraid of it. But at that time, the first time this. So that was waqfa'i tarbiyat. So when this happens to a person, he can be a great wali also. And he thinks bad, or he fears, or something. The immediate effect of it, that he won't be taken to task. But he also has to work to that higher stage, that even afterwards anyone tell you anything also, you just smile. It doesn't harm you in any way whatsoever. In fact, our buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, when he had become blind, and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's father, Maulana Yahya Sahib, should read his correspondence to him. So he says, Bhai Yahya, long time that our friends' letters haven't come, that is those who are opposed to us, who swear us, who tell us bad things. He said, no, they come, but I know. He said, no, read them. Now I don't get any harm, I get enjoy. And he says, if there's something for me to see, I must see, is there something, I must change my life. Am I doing something wrong? What bad akhlaq people who got bad character, from them you learn to do good akhlaq. And for people who attack you, who criticize you, from them you learn to correct yourself. Your own friends and who are your lovers, they won't tell you your mistakes. Even your mistakes, they will say you did a good thing. And they'll praise you for your mistakes also. So how can you improve yourself? But your enemy, even your good, they see bad in there. And when they tell you, if you are genuine, you will appreciate it. Now you can make yourself even better. So from your enemies, you even become better. So there are these all many great lessons of tasawwuf in every ayat of the Quran. As our buzurgs have said, there isn't one ayat of the Quran in which there isn't tasawwuf. Quran Sharif is full. A tasawwuf kullu is full of tasawwuf, the reality of deen, not just the outward. And how far are we? Just again, take our mind right to the beginning, that we are by and large living the life of the kuffar, people of dunya. We just put it in little namaz here, little bit roza here, umrah, and that. Now we think we the top people in the world. Nobody aspires as us. whereas we are far, far from reality. Then Allah says, when that happened now, ثُمَّ صَرَفَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ, then we turned everything around and we turned you, for then they laid the attack on you. Now when you went for the dunya to collect the booty, they came from the back and they had full advantage over you. And they started wiping you off like you cutting grass. وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ But عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ But Allah Ta'ala's fadl. Fadl is that mercy, that kindness, that forgiveness, that great, great favors of Allah which you don't deserve, which you didn't work for, what you get free of charge. Like we call in our language, bansela. Small children, when buy in a shop something, then they say, bansela. We want something now free of charge. Give us a sweet or give us something which we don't pay for. Allah says, Allah shows that of His on the believer. You are believers. You tried. You made a mistake. But never lose hope. For the believers, even your mistake, Allah Ta'ala will still give you great position. So Allah will show His fadl. And Allah showed His fadl. Just see the battle of Uhud. If tus'iduna, then at that time what happened? You started running away. وَلَا تَلْؤُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ And you did not turn back and look and listen to anyone. You were just running and you, the Sahaba who were weaning, who cut the kuffar down like grass, now they were running away. And just see, follow it all. You were running away and you were not looking back and listening to anyone. Who weren't you listening to? وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ And Allah's Rasul was calling you. إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ My Sahaba, where are you people going? Come to me, come to me. But they were not listening to it also. They were just, see how the tables changed. And what was the mistake? We will say that small mistake. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ Today many of us we say, oh that's a small, he's being too particular, sweating the small stuff, being too strict, being too hard. You see what is reality of deen, where it is supposed to be. Today as muftis and as ulama, we also say, no, all these things are permissible. Casual wear, no problem also. This also no problem. That also no problem. Women want to wear saris, want to wear jeans and t-shirts in the house, it's all right also. All the small things, no problem. As long as this is not there and that is not there. But see, what is the level which Allah... And this Quran Sharif is not for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum only. It's for us. And it's not for us just to read and not worry, laughing, joking, while we're reading, sipping juice and reading also, talking also while we're reading. No, this Quran Sharif is a kitab for our guidance. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Wa rasulu yad'ukum. فَثَابَكُمْ غَمَّمْ بِغَمِّنْ And then see how Allah made tarbiyat now. Allah Ta'ala conveyed to you, أَثَابَكُمْ reach, let it reach you. What reached you? غَمْ عَلَى غَمْ Sorrow on top of sorrow. And for who the sorrow? For the Sahaba. Who Allah promised, I'll give you victory. He gave the victory. You made, at your level, the small mistake of yours was a very big mistake. And now I put sorrow upon you. And all this was also for your tarbiyat. What are the sorrows? That you had an open victory, it changed into a defeat. Your kuffar, idol worshippers, I gave them the upper hand over you. Just imagine the kuffar. They had the upper hand. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he got injured in his Mubarak head. One tooth of his got shaheed. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam fell into a hole. When he was not seen, then shaitan spread the false rumor that Nabi alayhi salam has become shaheed. And that was the worst thing for the Sahaba. Nabi, we lived for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on which there are plenty other things. Who remained firm at that time? When Nabi alayhi salam actually passed away, one man, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. A man like Hazrat Umar, Lokana Ba'da Nabiyun Lakana Umar. He said, who says that Nabi alayhi salam has passed away? I'll kill him with my sword. He's only born to meet Allah, he will come back. Nabi Ali said, Hazrat Umar, at that time, you forget Quran Sharif also. حضرت ابو بکر said وما محمد الا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل. He remained firm, composed, that Allah told us Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to leave. But yeah, shaitan spread the false rumor that Nabi alayhi salatu, the sahaba could not take this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has become shaheed, and then Allah ta'ala gave the whole field of the battle in the hands of the kuffar. So sorrow upon sorrow came upon. So when we also make mistakes, then we fall. But if we, just again, if we were prepared, we made our tarbiyat, and we knew, then we will take it in the right light, and all that sorrows will turn to be great successes. And if we not, we'll go down, further down. Many people today, they say wrong things, they're doing wrong things. When you tell them, they're going further wrong. Those people whom Allah had blessed, and then they will realize, yes, no, we made a mistake here. This was wrong. And they will come right. And then Allah takes them to great height. Who, man tawaza'a lillah, accepts his mistake. I made a mistake. Rafa'uhu Allah. Allah makes him high. Wa man takabbara. And a person who has got pride, no, it's not like that at all. These things in dunya happen all the time. Whole world getting people getting heart attack. People, this problem, financial problems, families breaking up, divorces taking. This happens with everyone. But the person who's, well, how could this happen to me? And he takes lesson and he corrects. Allah takes them to great height. فَأَثَابِكُمْ خَمَّمْ بِغَمِّنْ لِكَيْ لَا. This is again another great principle. لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ. So that you don't become غمجين, sorrowful, sad on that which you lost. And neither do you become proud on that which came to you. What's it in 27, Shukana? Jee. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Iman we have to make to this level, that we don't, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. In the 40 hadith of Hazrat Salman رضي الله تعالى عنه, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا صَابَكُمْ مَا أَخْتَأَكُمْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُسِيبَكُمْ. That what you lost, it was never, I just missed it. It was never meant for you. And what happened to you, if I was just not there at that time, it wasn't like what was meant is going to happen. So these things are going to happen. So this is another very important lesson of Iman we have to learn. That whatever is going to happen in our life is going to happen. Whatever we missed out, we could not get it. We don't cry and big crocodile tears. My father didn't make me a hafiz. My father didn't make me an alim or something. No, not at all. What was meant for you, now you can do it now. Whatever. Whatever. Five supara? No, that. Min fadlillah. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلُ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. What Allah has given certain people preferences over others, don't even have hope of those. Allah made somebody light complexion. You are dark complexion. Don't even have hope if I was light. And don't brood about it. And now you want to go for this treatment and you want to go for that treatment. Allah made you tall, don't say if I was short. If Allah made you short, don't say if Allah made me tall. Wala, and in front? Walakin? Was'alullah min fadli. What is your, what you can do, endeavor in that. Work towards it. Make ask Allah. Make dua. So don't have this wrong attitude that what wasn't meant for us, we're dying and crying for it. What we can bring in our lives, that we're not doing. And so good, there's mistakes also you made. Nice a mistake. Correct it now. Don't just cry your whole life and don't feel so guilty and you're blaming yourself that I caused this, it's because of me this happened. What the positive things you can do, do it. What a positive teaching for the Muslims. And all negativity, negative things are taken out of the life of a Muslim. Be positive in your life. What great lesson. Where the battle of Uhud, in the beginning stages of Islam, what great lessons for the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. And a person who takes this lesson, whatever difficulty it comes in the house, Allah save us all, daughter gets divorced, somebody became epileptic, somebody became a drug addict, in all that they are great lessons. And when you learn this lesson, and those lessons are making you closer to Allah, the joy that goes through your heart, nobody in the world, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody in the world knows that that person looks like he's going through this difficulty, but the lessons he's taking and he's going. Our Shaykh many times mentioned this incident of which Mana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alameen. The person was walking on the road middle of the night. Police saw who's out here. There's not the time for people to be out on the road. They gave chase. That there must be a crook, somebody who's got bad intention middle of the night. And he started running. They were hitting him. And they hitting him and all trying to catch him. He scaled the wall. He scaled the wall and he fell in the lap of his beloved. So he thanked the police that you're hitting me, you're chasing me, you're hitting me with your baton. You people push me into the lap of my beloved. That is what I wanted to. So Allah brings halat also so that we go into the lap of our beloved of Allah. We are not going ourselves. Go voluntarily. If you are wake up, you don't need an alarm clock. You don't need a wake up clock, call. But if you not wake up, Allah sends a wake up clock now. Now we're not doing things right. We are doing things, we're thinking we are pious, we are doing things right. Like the Sahaba, can we even think of anything? Where they had reached, but then see how Allah took them even more. And all this is for whom Allah wants to make their tarbiyat and make them come closer to Him. These halat and conditions also come so that you learn your lessons and you go at higher and higher levels also. Not just you are in, when you are in a peaceful condition, normally, then you stagnate. Everything is right. Everything is all right. I got nothing to worry about. But when these conditions come, you'll either go up or you'll go right down. You'll go right up or you'll go right down. And for that is all the time we have to worry of our Islam. Hey? Come to the majalis, make our zikr, read the kitabs of our buzurgs and our elders, keep in contact. Then when halat come, you'll just go up. It won't affect you in any way, negatively. And if not, small condition come and you'll go right down, never to get up again. Allah protect us all. وَطَائِفَةٌ كَدَ هَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. No. غَمَّ بِغَمِّ لِكَيْنَا وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَمِّ أَمَنَتْ أَيَاسٍ. Then أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ. After all that sorrows they came, what happened? Allah says ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. After all that sorrows, Amatan, peace Allah brought on you. What was the peace? Nu'asan. You slept away. No worry in your mind. Peaceful sleep Allah gave you. Yaghsha ta'ifatan minkum. And that was said that it had over the sleep in the middle of the battlefield to fall asleep. It's only from Allah Ta'ala. The enemy are attacking you and Allah makes you sleep away. So after all this, if you go in the right direction, Allah takes you and you will sleep away. People will say, what's wrong with this man? His whole world is going upside down. He's smiling, sir. He's laughing. But that is when we are in the right. And if you are in the wrong and you're still smiling, you are so blind, you are in the fire of Jahannam and you're still smiling. And one is a person who is in the gardens of Jannat and smiling, he has got all the right to smile. And one person who is in the fire of Jahannam and he's smiling, that person is not a mad person. He's not a person who's got no iman, no feeling. His senses of his body completely dead. He's burning, looking at woman and laughing and smiling and defending all our wrong things which we are doing. Proving the wrong things right, our whole taste buds Our senses of our bodies are completely dead. وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ هَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. And the other group, Allah says, that the worry had overtaken them. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ. And they had wrong thoughts of Allah, the munafiqeen, etc. ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. The old gunas of jahalat came back to them again. يَقُولُونَ هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Have we got any control over this matter? Are we in control here? Abdullah ibn Salul, Raisul Munafiqeen, he said that, why didn't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listen to my view when we were discussing about the battle? He said that, he told all the others, going to the battle is going to commit suicide. So there are people from that, many other ayats also and occasions Allah has mentioned in the Quran, an incident happens. وَإِذَا 11 سُفَرًا أُنزِلَتِ الْآيَةُ just before the ruku. What's the beginning? وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِي إِيمَانًا. When a surah is revealed, ayat, laws of Allah, there are those amongst them, the munafiqeen, the people of weak, very weak iman, or the munafiqeen, they say, وَيَقُولُ إِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِي إِيمَانًا. This year, what is that? How your iman will increase with it? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ فَزَادُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Their iman increases. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. The opposite side people who have got that sickness in their heart. فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ. It increases their filth upon their filth, their kufr upon their kufr, their badgumani upon their badgumati. وَمَاتُوا. And finally when they die, وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah protect us all. So those who have that iman, they will go higher up. Same occasion will happen. So what the munafiqeen used to say when they were in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ماذا قال آنفا. Oh, what he saying now again? What he said again? Like that. The sahaba were completely, both the same group, same occasion, one went so high, one went completely down. Allah ta'ala guide us to righteousness. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ. People are hiding in their heart. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَر. What they are hiding, the enmity, daggers in their hearts which they have got, is even worse. Outwardly they are still showing we are friends and that, but inside, so to this kuffar and this munafiqeen, Allah protect us. So this will be there in all these occasions, all the time. يَقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ مَا قُتِلْنَا هُوَنَا. If we had any say in this matter, we should not have died here. Allah guide us. So great lessons. Oh, Allah Ta'ala make us take these lessons and we will see that there is not only success and kamiyabi, joy in Islam. And Quran Sharif gives us such lessons. And any lesson of the tasawwuf you want to learn, Bayanul Quran, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Masailus Suluk. Oh, he's done what a great, fantastic job. Took out all the masalas of the tasawwuf from the Quran Sharif and showed us. And this is a great lesson. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. Accept us all for His deen, inshallah.